My name is Michael Zabel. I'm President and Chief Executive Officer of the True Shrimp Company.
Michael, let's start with an overview of the company itself. Headquarters, when the business began, and really the what the business is all about.
Ralco is a 46-year-old company. It started in 1971, I think. 46 years old, 47 years old. It is now in its third generation of management. And the best way to describe Ralco is as an agriculture technology company. It started with humble beginnings with feed supplements, but today it has grown into a leading technology company in the world of animal nutrition and animal health. And the technology itself is down at the molecular level, and it's completely natural in its formulation and its application. We have, as I said, animal nutrition products, animal health products and technologies, as well as agronomy. And 4 or 5 years ago, an agronomy division was created. And it really revolves around, three or four major technologies. We have what we call microfused essential oils. We have a microbial catalyst technology. For example, in the world of agronomy, the microbial catalyst technology stimulates the microbes that are in the soil to aid plant growth. And we also have a feed nutrition technology called NMAX, and that's largely a nutrition philosophy. So those are kind of the cornerstones of the company.
So True Shrimp is a division of Ralco, basically?
Yes, True Shrimp is a division of the company. Its foundation comes from the principals of Ralco, are two gentlemen by the name of John and Brian Nokomis. And they were examining the aquaculture industry to see if there was an opportunity for our technologies in aquaculture, and specifically in shrimp. And in that process, they encountered Professor Addison Lawrence at Texas A&M University, who was one of the foremost shrimp nutritionists in America. And he introduced them to the super intense shallow water raceway technology that had been developed by Texas A&M University under his direction. And Brian and John were smitten by the technology and the potential that it had. And eventually, in December of 2014, we acquired the patent license related to the technology for growing shrimp in shallow water.
So what will that look like going forward now that you have the patent? And as I think about its impact to Minnesota agriculture first and foremost, what should we expect?
Okay, once we secured the patent from Texas A&M, we immediately set about a plan to commercialize that technology. And that had to start with a pilot production plant and an innovation center or a research center. We knew the raceways at Texas A&M, I think, were about 4 feet wide at most and 8 feet long, so they're just tiny, little research tanks. And we had to build what we call the raceways now tidal basins. We built pilot production tidal basins and built a primary and applied research laboratory for shrimp in Belleton, Minnesota. And so for the last 2 years, we have been validating the technology that we got from Texas A&M, and we also have added significantly to that technology. For example, we have filed our own patents in the commercialization process. There is no question in our minds today that we can grow shrimp in shallow water using the technology from Texas A&M and the technology that we've created ourselves. So our next step, we are now at the point where we're going to start the commercialization process. And we intend to follow the classic hub and spoke, kind of a modified contract grower model. And we will create a center of excellence, and in that center of excellence there will be the hatchery, where the small shrimp come from. and also a genetic center that feeds the brood stock, that feeds the hatchery. And we'll have our own processing center, our own sales and marketing organization. And, of course, we'll also supply the nutrition expertise. One of the great advantages, and I think one of the reasons that Texas A&M chose us over 40 other companies that were vying for the technology, is because of Ralco's long history of animal health, animal nutrition, and animal health expertise. So we'll have build that, that hub of excellence, and then we'll build our first shrimp production facility that we call a harbor. And we intend to do this in Minnesota.
Michael, tell me about the economic impact study conducted by the University of Minnesota and some of the findings from what could happen to the region based on this, based on true shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we commissioned the University of Minnesota. Once we had validated our ability to grow shrimp in shallow water and had built our forecast and projection models, we engaged the University of Minnesota to do an economic impact study around the construction and ongoing operation of one of our shrimp production facilities, a harbor, as we call it. And this was an incredible experience, wonderful experience for myself and the staff here as we worked with them. And their findings were quite encouraging, to say the least. What they did is they measure, they have a methodology for measuring economic contribution. And the first step that they took was to look at the construction of the harbor alone. A true shrimp harbor is a 9-acre building, 9 acres under one roof, and will cost, we believe today, about $54 million. That's our projection to build it. And when they did their measurements, they looked at like a 5-county area around where the harbor would be located. No specific region, so to speak, but 5 counties, what kind of impact. And they came back with some remarkable numbers. The construction of the harbor alone, they projected would have a $48.3 million impact or economic contribution to that 5-county area. And they also further projected that it would affect employment for 330 people and have a labor income, just the construction of the harbor, of over $14.5 million in that 5-county area. And then they went on to say, okay, now the harbor is built, what would be the economic contribution to that 5-county area for the ongoing year-in, year-out operation of the harbor? And those numbers came back very favorable as well, that they are projecting that it would have a $30.4 million economic contribution every year to that 5-county region. There'd be well over 200 people impacted from an employment perspective and a labor income exceeding $6 million. And they also project, with our help, that the direct and indirect employment just from the ongoing operation of the harbor would affect 124 people. And that's just one harbor. And our idea, of course, is to build multiple harbors. The other thing that we found in their economic impact study that we found quite remarkable is they are projecting that the soybean market could increase by as much as 15 cents a bushel just from one harbor. Soybean meal and soybean concentrates are among the primary ingredients of the shrimp diet.
And that was going to be my next question. When you talk about direct impact to farmers in the area, whether it's them wanting to maybe be a part of this shrimp investment, or it's the feed side of the equation, how this could potentially impact farmers. You touched on that already with the boost to soybean prices potentially, but in what other ways could farmers be touched by this?
Well, a harbor, once it is fully operational, will feed 75 million shrimp every day. And so annually we need 15 million pounds of feed. And today we project that to be 2,250 tons of grains. And that would be corn and wheat, 1,875 tons of soybean meal, another 500 tons of soy specialty and 300 tons of byproducts. So just from the feed perspective, the local mills that would supply us with the feedstuffs. One interesting thing is that in our research here in Battleton, Minnesota, we have successfully fed corn to shrimp, probably for the first time in history at any high level. We're up to 300 pounds of corn for every ton of feed that we produce. So in addition to the commodity consumption and the economic impact studies, one of our desires is that the harbors be owned by the local communities. We're not looking to the East or West Coast for money to build these harbors. We're looking for individuals in the upper Midwest, and particularly Minnesota, Eastern South Dakota, to actually invest in and own these harbors. And together with the True Shrimp Company, we would build a brand new industry for the upper Midwest. And people often ask me, you know, why Minnesota? Why would you bring shrimp to Minnesota? Of course, because of the climate that we have here. It can get cold once in a while. But the simple answer to that is this is where the feed is. We have the greatest supply at the most efficient prices of feedstuffs anywhere in the world, right here. So we are bringing the shrimp to the feed.
Michael, you talked about going through the validation process. So as you look at a timetable here, kind of unpack that for me and what we should expect as you continue to progress forward.
Our next step is that the True Shrimp Company, here in the spring, we are going to build a training center in Battleton, Minnesota, so that we can train employees to run the harbors. We're also going to build the first hatchery. We have to have, of course, small shrimp, which are called post larvae, before the harbor is built. And then our working plan today is that we will break ground for a harbor in the spring here in Minnesota. So it'll be the spring of 2018. And it should be, it's quite a large building. We're thinking it's going to take us a year to build it. So by spring, early summer of 2019, we will be producing and harvesting shrimp.
You may have touched on this at the beginning, and maybe we haven't really talked about it because it's kind of assumed, but when the question of why shrimp, you mentioned that people ask you why Minnesota to have these shrimp farms, but shrimp itself, what are you seeing from the consumer side that tells you if you produce all the shrimp, there's going to be enough demand for it?
The shrimp market in the United States is 1.6 billion pounds a year. Every man, woman, and child in the United States consumes 5 pounds of shrimp each year. And so, but today, that shrimp, over 80% of the shrimp that we consume here in the United States, which, by the way, is the largest shrimp market in the world, 80% of it is imported from Southeast Asia and Ecuador. And there, the shrimp are grown in what's called aquaculture ponds adjacent to the ocean. And for decades, those ponds have been racked by disease. In fact, there was a period of time in 2012 and 2013 where the supply was greatly reduced because of disease. Also, the pond technology is ancient in its structure and its execution. And our system, first of all, greatly mitigates any risk of disease, but also from a food safety and a food traceability standard, we are able to do all the modern things that need to be done in the production of a protein.
Michael, you hit on all of the things that I wanted to ask you about today. Anything else, though, that you think we should talk about?
Well, the True Shrimp and the shrimp industry in itself is an extremely good opportunity. For Minnesota and the upper Midwest, it's a completely new industry, so it's not competing with anybody locally in any way, so it's an absolute net gain. Without a doubt, it's an outstanding way to add value to the commodities that are produced here in Minnesota and across the upper Midwest. So there's a real win-win here from the standpoint of opportunities for people and employment, both in the harbors and in the hubs, and going forward, even the research community, the universities, we have a real opportunity if we all work together to create an industry and actually dominate shrimp aquaculture in the United States. Shrimp aquaculture today in the United States is measured by the USDA at about 12 million pounds annually. So that's 12 million pounds out of 1.6 billion pounds we produce ourselves. Two of our harbors will exceed that 12 million pounds. So a huge opportunity lies before us.